The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sibilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Well, oh, that's beautiful, Albert. That's where Prince Philip passed away this morning. And our condolences to the Queen and to all of Britain, actually. They were 70 years, 7 decades together, if you can believe that. And it's just a glorious, glorious story. And the royal family released this statement. It is with deep sorrow that Her Majesty the Queen has announced the death of her beloved husband, His Royal Highness the Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh. His Royal Highness passed away peacefully this morning at Windsor Castle. And, you know, I never understood anything about the monarchy. Don't understand it. I don't understand when I see the show with Oprah and Harry. I have no idea why people would even want to have any interest in it at all. I do know that it does create tens of millions of dollars in tourism money, you know, for Britain. Right. And I know Britain's been a friend of America, and I think of the Second World War, how close we were. I think of Winston Churchill. You know what? You even think of the Beatles, you know, you think of the British invasion. Right. But Prince Philip epitomizes everything great about Great Britain, and our condolences to our dear friends, you know, across the pond, as right. it were.
The known monarcher, Joe Borelli, who was on last hour, you know,
yeah.
is very devastated by this.
99 years.
It's a great run.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, 99 is very good. The guy had just gotten out of the hospital, right? Didn't he have a heart procedure or something?
He was unwell for some time. I want to say the past couple of months, right around when the whole Meghan Markle and Prince Harry brouhaha unfolded.
Right. And now, I'm sure some would speculate.
Now, do they show up at the... it's going to be a magnificent funeral.
They have to.
I would think they might, but you never know. Maybe one of them.
Come on, it's his grandfather. Of course, he's going to be there.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
He can't not show up.
Well, I got it to that point. I have to tell you, I am appalled at this point. And listen, I've done some dumb things, but when Meghan Markle starts complaining about they're making like $50 million, and she's complaining and whining to how tough it is to be married. Get off of the TV. Stop the whining. Get out of there. Who is it? How spoiled of a brat can you possibly be?
Aren't they staying at Tyler Perry's house in California?
I guess
with his security?
The house of pain.
And what's excuse me. Hold up. What is, and Netflix, by the way, is now doing some kind of television project with it's Harry and Martin, and what's her name?
Meghan Markle.
It's a Harry and Meghan. I don't even
You're
know.
So into this.
It drives me
crazy.
You
got to take a test
like,
right
we don't,
now.
We don't have enough problems. It's just this one's complaining that $50 million and being married to this nice kid isn't enough and doesn't even let him talk in the interview. Oprah asks a question. He starts to answer. She jumps, cuts him off, touches his arm, and goes, excuse me. I wonder who's in charge of that relationship. Oh, my God.
Well, listen, I think she's a fame junkie because she was an actress before she was ever part of the royal family. And I'd never even heard of her until she married
Exactly.
Harry.
So, what did Netflix? What's the story they going to do? What is Netflix doing? What is Netflix?
I know they're signing a lot of people. I know Daniel Craig just signed a deal for like hundreds of millions of dollars.
Obama. They're doing a docuseries.
All right. So Netflix is kind of hedging their bets here because movie theaters have been closed for so long that they're paying top dollar for these people to do projects with Netflix
and Meghan were huge film stars. Yeah, I mean, what is that going?
It's all based on preference, right? I mean, but this is why during this pandemic we've seen the increase. Like people are subscribing to Netflix, Disney Plus, And, you know, Amazon Prime, they're all signing up for these projects because they know people are home and people are watching the movie. Like Disney Plus now, Disney finally said they're going to release this Black Widow movie that they've been trying to release now for 2 years. And they're going to release it in the summertime. They moved the date again. They're going to make it available on Disney Plus, but you have to pay extra for it. You got to pay $30 extra.
They're changing the title to White Privilege. Spider, actually. That wasn't Black Widow. Black Widow.
It's a Marvel comic thing.
Oh, okay.
Russ Salzberg told you. He can call his grandson and give you the whole update on the whole Marvel thing.
No, I'm right. We exchanged it back and forth together. Yeah, it was
right.
Like that.
So, but my point is that you have this subscription service that you're already paying a monthly fee for. Now I got to pay $30 extra just to see this movie that's going to be in the movie theater that I could pay $5 for. I'd rather go to the movie theater. I mean, that's ridiculous.
So to answer your question, Joe, Meghan and Prince Harry are doing, it's about the Invictus Games, and essentially that's an organization. They offer the opportunity for sick and injured military personnel and veterans to compete in sports. So doing a multi-episode docuseries. Okay.
And there was one film I saw that someone said the Obamas produced, and it was about an Ohio plan, how China took over, the communist China took over an Ohio, was it a glass plant or something? Great, great story. And if they do things like that, then it's interesting. But, I mean, I don't know why they would reach out to these political folks for Netflix. It's beyond me. But in bottom line is, Prince Philip, rest in peace. Hopefully, how does Joe Biden make the trip? He's not going to be able to make the trip. The president
his eyes might
go,
pull out of his head.
Huh?
No, he sends Kamala. If he doesn't want to go.
Yeah.
First of all, really, is it a smart idea in the midst still of a pandemic that's going on to go over and pay respects?
Yeah, good point. I wonder if Donald Trump goes. Does president, he was very
no.
close to the queen.
Will he be invited is the big question.
This is great. Now it's getting juicy. Hold on. This is going to be great. President Trump there with Melania, with Biden. Joe can't make the trip. He's not well enough to make the trip. No. So you're right. Kamala will probably go over there, with her sneakers and a pantsuit.
Come on, first man. I mean, gentlemen, whatever. Let's go.
Yeah. Well, rest in peace, Prince Philip. You know what? That generation held it together. Right. And if you study history at all, you got to study how stoic, how incredible Britain was during the Second World War. I'll tell you, if you get a chance to see some of the films, read some of the books, just incredible what they went through and how brilliant Winston Churchill was during that time. And Prince Philip led the way in the military. So our condolences to the Queen and all of Britain. Joe Piscopo on the radio. You know, we're in this midst. By the way, Steve Forbes is going to join us momentarily, which I just absolutely love because Steve is one of the brightest cats on the planet when it comes to finance. And he is, as you know, chairman and editor-in-chief at Forbes Media, co-author of Reviving America. He ran for president, too. I love Steve Forbes, and he will check in on President Biden's infrastructure spending. Andrew Pollack will join us this hour. I have such immense respect for Andrew. Great guy. Great Long Island guy. Went down to Florida. You know, goes down to Broward County and lost his daughter, Meadow. Beautiful Meadow in that Parkland shooting. And, you know, and Andrew has a lot to say. And he's got a great organization called Save Our Schools. We're going to post that, and we invite you to check out Save Our Schools. Andrew Pollack joining us as well. Let's go to our dear friend Viviana calling in right now on the phone lines. Viviana, good morning to you. How you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm grieved over what is happening to New York City and the nation. Joe, you was talking about how is it that we got into this situation. Mm-hmm. And it's that I feel that the voters have a blind obedience to this party that has changed so drastically. They demonize the Republican and conservatives and the propaganda media, CNN, Communist News Network, even El Diario and Univision, pump them with negativity and pump up the Democratic power machine. I have a few more observations if you have time.
Sure.
Yeah, I think that what's happening here is a spiritual battle also, Joe. What is happening makes no sense, and it's demonic beyond measure. They're trying to destabilize the police department, demoralize them. The city council even wanted to defund them because they want this type of lawlessness. They want to bring in a situation where New York is going to be it's so negative. People won't want to come back to New York. New York is the financial capital of the world. If they decide to continue this, then we will not rise up again. And then they'll have a reason to bring in the reset to eliminate paper currency coins and totally turn us to cryptocurrency. If they continue to drive people out of New York City, guess what? The hotels are being used for the homeless, and eventually they'll be used for the illegals. And we have to fight to recapture our city. Vote in the ones who will make a solution for this and vote out all the regressive socialist people who want to destroy not only New York City, but the nation.
Yep,
they're
you're right.
Flooding the borders. This will be my last, Joe. Thank you for your availability and time. They're flooding the borders with illegals to paralyze the border states. They halted the border construction so that they can continue to paralyze them, facilitate this horde and surge of future voters for the Democratic Party for their regressive machine. Yeah. Socialistic measures are being used to alleviate their misery, quote unquote. They're taking from the rich taxpayers to alleviate the poor, and then they're illegally using stimulus, our tax dollars. Joe, this has to be stopped. Every red-blooded American has to open their eyes, see what they're doing, and vote these people out and get in maybe Lee Zeldin or Astorino. Thank you for the time, Joe. This is so grave. We have to pray and we have to act.
All right. Viviana, you're right, and hang in there. That's a Brooklyn's finest right there, Viviana. And a concerned citizen, and she speaks for so many of us who worry what's going on. It is a concerted effort. It is an invasion. It's all planned, and they think it's not. And Joe Biden will come out. I don't even know if Joe Biden. The thing with Joe Biden and these 50-year politicians like Chuck Schumer and Pelosi, they think they're entitled. They have this sense of entitlement. Like, I should be able to support, like, Maxine Waters with her mansion, you know? And what happens with Ilhan Omar, who helps out her husband's or her brother, whoever it was. So she married her brother or husband, whatever happened. I mean, what happened with that? That went away. And then she helped out a relative, an AOC, as well, and they give these what is campaign money to relatives. It's illegal. Nothing happens, and they use the ruse of Donald Trump. When Donald Trump came in, they said, look at the big bad orange man. They went after Donald Trump. Oh my gosh, it was a distraction. But to Viviana, to your point, and what will happen, and it happened after Barack Obama lectured us in a professorial, constant tone how bad we were. He went on a tour to apologize for America, and nothing was done. And we couldn't get into the groove. We couldn't hook into a groove of success. And Donald Trump came in, and that's what's going to happen now. And if it's not Donald Trump, it's going to be somebody that is just so against everything they stand for here. And I don't know why Joe Biden doesn't work in a unified fashion, and he won't. He just plain won't. And then now he's meeting with more Democrats, Republicans rather. He's bringing the Republican senators in. He's not going to listen to what they got to say. It's all show. It's all show. And he's not bringing it together. So rest peacefully there, Viviana. When you lay your head down at night, don't worry. Don't get so upset about it, because I'm telling you, they're pushing us so far to the left that it can only come back the other way. And I believe that it will. I believe there's hope. Steve Forbes will break it all down for us as Steve comes on the airwaves momentarily. Debbie's on the roads. It's 18 after 9 o'clock on AM 970. The Answer. Hi, Deb.
Hi, Joe. Let's take a spin here and see what's happening as you take a ride over to the Cross County. It's kind of busy westbound getting into the Sawmill. On the New York State Thruway northbound in Newburgh, they're doing left lane construction. And watch for some stop-and-go traffic as you take a ride to 15 northbound up to Lafayette. That's ongoing road work as well. Expect delays this morning as you take a ride to Southwood Avenue over in Linden. It looks like a truck is stuck at that railroad overpass. It dips down here on Southwood Avenue. Do watch for some delays over there. 130 is is still closed in both directions, getting out toward Adams Lane in North Brunswick. A pretty serious accident. It's an ongoing investigation. Remember, alternate side parking rules are in effect. Watch for slowdowns as you head to the LIE westbound, getting out toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Westbound Belt, that's slowing down out by Lefferts Boulevard as well. Partly cloudy today with a high going up to 59 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie Duhaime. You know, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes since 9/11, when so many people lost their lives while saving others. This year is the foundation's 20th year of honoring and supporting our nation's greatest heroes and their families. Thanks to the support of generous folks like yourself. Like someone just, I know Peter just posted something. He has a little sticker that said he donated to the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. We appreciate that. It's only $11 a month. $11 a month. Just go to T2T.org and you'll help out the first responder and the military service member who does not come home. The family is devastated. What are they going to do? They are lost. Tunnel to Towers steps up, pays off the mortgage to at least lift the financial burden of that family. When I see those injured veterans and I see them, and they're such an inspiration to me, and I keep thinking about when they were first injured, what they were feeling, you know, lying in the desert there, losing a limb or catastrophically wounded, yet they come home, they are warriors. They don't want to depend on somebody else to get around. So Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes. These smart homes, they're spectacular when you see them, and that enables our country's most severely injured patriots to live more independently. But as you see on TV, when you watch Tunnel to Towers, there's a list. There's a list of mortgages to be paid. There's a list of smart homes to be built for our heroes, the folks that put their lives on the line for us every day and sometimes lose those lives. You could help Tunnel to Towers to do good. Mark the 20th anniversary, please, of 9/11 by donating $11 a month. It's only $11 a month at T2T.org. It's T, the number 2, and then T.org. And we thank you for your support.
Hi, I'm Valerie Smaldone, host of Bagels and Broadway, Sunday at 2. On this week's show, the creator of a very unique theater company where the immersive experience is phoned in to the ticket fire, Evan Nyden from Candlehouse Collective, joins me. Also a favorite on the program, restaurateur Jody Scaravella from Enoteca Maria, preparing for an eventual reopening, and a new pizza place in Boston that may just be worth the road trip. All that and more on Bagels and Broadway, Sunday at 2.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Have you ever had a legal question about elder law or estate law? Every Wednesday night during Kevin McCullough's show, you'll hear from Mike Connors himself of Connors and Sullivan, attorneys at law, answering real listener questions. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. on AM 970 The Answer, and Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Joe on the radio, Steve Forbes coming up momentarily right here on AM 970 The Answer. Let's talk about Balance 7. It's a breakthrough supplement that will jumpstart your journey to great health. Do you suffer from heartburn acid reflux, arthritis, or looking for more energy, the all-natural lemon-flavored product is exactly what you need. Balance 7 is what the name of this is. It helps your body regain its pH balance, allowing it to fire up your immune system to help fight against sickness and disease. Join me today for a 3-day health challenge. Most people find that within 3 days of drinking Balance 7, they begin to have more energy, greater clarity of thought. They feel healthier overall. Don't miss out on feeling great. Take the 3-day health challenge. Order your 1-month supply of Balance7.com. Put in the code word Joe, J-O-E. Save $10 and receive free shipping. Balance 7 has sold over 6 million units worldwide. Try Balance 7 risk-free with their empty bottle guarantee. If you don't feel that Balance 7 is working for you, just send the empty bottle back for a full refund. Save now with the code word Joe. It's Balance7.com. Save $10. Get free shipping with the code word Joe.
Charlie Kirk at 12. Dennis Prager at 1. Weekday afternoons on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Piscopo on AM 970, The Answer, flagship station for all of Salem Media, and proud to be broadcasting out of New York, but around the country on AM 970, TheAnswer.com. We love that you listen. Steve Forbes is the man. He's a friend. He's a great guy. I have immense respect for. He's a true, true, liberty-loving, peaceful patriot, chairman and editor-in-chief at Forbes Media, co-author of a great book called Reviving America. Mr. Forbes, welcome back to the show, sir. Always great to have you with us.
Joe, good to be with you, especially a nice Friday morning where at least got sunshine out. Washington hasn't been able to muck up the sunshine yet, but I'm sure they're working on it.
Yeah, give them time. Give them time. Steve, thanks. I know how busy you are, and my gosh, you got a million things going on, but you were tweeting out about the infrastructure. Explain to us the quote-unquote infrastructure package and how much is actually going to. Are we going to get the Gateway Project in New York and New Jersey? Are they going to fix the bridges, or is this all a ruse, Steve Forbes?
Well, it's over two. The numbers are so staggering, we can't even get our minds around them. Over $2 trillion. Of that $2 trillion, only $155 billion, in other words, about 6-7 cents on the dollar, is going for highways. They've got $80 billion for Amtrak, which, you know, from Boston to Washington, okay, can make a case, but the rest of the country, not so much.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think the New York area will get some of the money, but now we have to make sure when the money comes, it's not wasted. That's not the licenses and all the approvals you need and studies you have to do. As you know, Joe, once upon a time, we could do a bridge in a year or two. Now it takes 10 years because of all the junk you have to go through. So, the so-called infrastructure bill has a lot in it that has nothing to do with infrastructure, you know, highways and ports and things like that. It's just a lot of giveaway, and it's a bailout of badly run states, including our own in New Jersey, New York, Illinois, California. The worse you do, the more you get. Kind of perverse.
Do you think this passes? Do you think Joe Manchin, West Virginia, will really put his foot down this time, Steve?
Well, what I hope is they're going to pass something. But what I hope is that he and maybe he can get one or two other Democrats to go along is to refocus it on real projects instead of all the stuff they put in there, bailouts for badly managed funds and things like that, and go for a real infrastructure bill. And also address these barriers that make it impossible to get something done. You know, the Bayonne Bridge, they redid, if you remember, a few years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
That should have been lickety-split. You know, they built it in, what, 30s or 40s. But it took years to get all the approvals and all these environmental studies that was a waste of time, waste of money. Tens of thousands of pages nobody bothered to look at. What a waste.
I know you are an international icon, yet you still are street enough to say Bayonne Bridge on the radio. We love you for that, Steve. That was great, man, because it's true. That's your neighborhood, right? I mean, by the way, if I may, Steve, you were brought up mostly in New Jersey throughout much of your life, yes?
That's right. And, you know, as you know, New Jersey gets no respect. They all think it's a turnpike. And as you know, there's some fantastic areas in New Jersey. And if we ever had a government, i.e. a governor and some others who knew what they were doing, by golly, this would be the Garden State. Instead, they're driving people out, raising taxes like New York.
Yeah.
Why?
You know, I don't know. Do you get called down to Drumthwacket at all? Where the governor is and down in Trenton? Does Governor Murphy reach out to you, Steve Forbes, if I may ask?
No, no. But he knows where I stand. And I do send free copies of Forbes to these people. They may not read it, but at least they'll have an opportunity to educate themselves. That's my contribution to public service.
We appreciate it. Steve, I have to just pull back the curtain for a second. Steve, he's a great guy. He's really internationally renowned and respected. Yet he comes in. He was being honored at the New Jersey Hall of Fame. And, of course, I did my Jersey jokes. I did my turnpike jokes before you came on. Remember, I did that whole thing about the turnpike and the 767 right over your head and all the oil refineries. And Steve said, Steve Forbes gets up, Ray, the one of my great, great dear friends and most respected gentleman, Ray Chambers, introduces Steve Forbes. And I got two icons on stage. And Steve goes, you know, Jersey's not everything Joe says it is. That was so funny. That was like, I really cracked up laughing, but it's true. It's a great state. It has so much to offer. Mr. Forbes, everybody's moving out of not only Jersey, New York. Why is there no common sense? Look with this budget in New York, giving away money, $15,000 plus. One of our dear listeners, Marianne, called. She was upset. $15,000 plus to illegal aliens, to illegals who are in there. They don't care about the tax-paying, hardworking person that you've always fought for, Steve. Even in your position as chairman and editor-in-chief at Forbes, you see it. It comes down to businesses and people. Now Mercedes left Jersey. You're going to see more companies leaving Jersey. What's the end game here, Steve, do you think, for the Democrats? What are they trying to do to us, sir?
They don't care. It's all about control. So they get theirs, and they don't care about the rest of the state. They take the prosperity for granted. Yeah. And one of the unfortunate things about these bailout bills, it allows them to misbehave for a few years more, but they still misbehave. You know, you mentioned New York. New York's budget overall is $212 billion.
Yes, sir.
Florida, which is a state that has 2 million more people than New York, their budget is $97 billion, half of what it is in New York. And you go to Florida, it's open. There's sunshine. People are working. People are happy. People are visiting. No one's dying in the streets. And in New York, they spend all this money for what? And then they're going to raise taxes again. I mean, the government bailed them out. They're still going to raise taxes. It's like the scorpion and the frog. It's instinct. They just can't help themselves.
And to your point, Steve, by the way, you could follow Steve on Twitter at Steve Forbes CEO. You're right about Governor DeSantis, how they went after him. 60 Minutes went after him. And it was so wrong, yet they treat Governor Murphy, Governor Cuomo, Governor Newsom in California, Whitmer in Michigan with kid gloves. I mean, you see how unfair it is, Steve.
Oh, it is an atrocity. And what 60 Minutes did to Governor DeSantis, absolutely making up stuff and editing it in a way that stuff he really didn't say. And then they removed the YouTube thing that he has where he has several doctors and experts discussing the efficacies of masks and the like, legitimate discussion. Yeah. They took it down. And you know what that says, though, Joe? They fear DeSantis. And that's a sort of a perverse sign. This guy's going places. He's onto their game. That's why they're after him.
Steve Forbes speaking the truth. Steve, before we let you go, we appreciate your valuable time. It's so great to catch up with you, my friend. Is cryptocurrency, where does Forbes stand with all of that? I don't understand it. Should we look at it more seriously? Is it going to become the currency for the United States, Steve?
Well, not right now. And you're going to see a real battle, Joe, in the next few years between cryptocurrencies and government. Mm-hmm. Because the problem with cryptos now, like Bitcoin, is they're all over the place. You know, stake one day, dog food the next. So that's not useful as money. But, you know, PayPal did something very interesting a few days ago. Mm-hmm. They announced that if you put Bitcoin, Bitcash, and a couple of other cryptocurrencies on your wallet, PayPal wallet, you can use those to immediately buy products with the 30 million merchants that they have on PayPal. And they immediately translate that currency into dollars. So you don't have to worry about exchange rates or any conversions or transfers or anything like that. That, Joe, is a first step to where cryptos are going to become stable in value and they're going to challenge the U.S. dollar. And the government's going to fight back fiercely. They're going to try to ban these things. India's already making noises about banning Bitcoin. So these currencies have a long ways to go technologically, but they're going to challenge the government, and they're going to be seen as freedom money versus government-manipulated money.
Is China behind that cryptocurrency to destabilize the dollar, Steve?
Yeah, they are very, very big in Bitcoin, which is a little bit of eyebrow raising. And they also announced the other day they have a new digital money. The yuan, the Chinese currency, is now going to be digitized. So you can have it in your a digital wallet. And but the problem is that's still controlled by the government. And with China, that means they will be able to know where you spend your money more precisely, more of a social control. In this country, we've got to go in the opposite direction as a thing of preserving your privacy and liberating you from the machinations of the Washington politicians and bankers, central bankers.
Yeah, it's well said. Steve Forbes is the guy, at Steve Forbes CEO. You'll get a lesson every day if you check Steve out on Twitter and then pick up some of the Forbes publications, chairman and editor-in-chief at Forbes Media. By the way, the book is a must-read. It's called Reviving America by the great Steve Forbes. Steve, I tell you, you are internationally renowned, and yet you never forget your friends, and you always stay true to your neighborhood, and we appreciate that about you, Steve. God bless you. Godspeed. And hopefully I'll see you sooner than later, my friend.
Look forward to it. You're a font of wisdom and you're fighting. When we need fighting, fighters as never before. Crazy environment we have.
Yes, sir. We'll keep fighting, Stephen. Thank you for leading the way, sir. Steve Forbes right there. He is a good man. He's a very decent gentleman with such an his acumen of understanding finance is second to none. So he speaks the truth. Reviving America. You might want to check that out. That is the book by this great guy, my friend Steve Forbes. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 9:36 right now. And Andrew Pollack's going to, you do not want to miss Andrew. Andrew's coming up, and we're going to talk about this attack on the Second Amendment by President Biden with Andrew Pollack. Al Gattulo standing by with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
48 degrees at 9:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. One of New York City's museums soon going to let you in for free, but only on certain Saturdays. On May 1st, the Guggenheim Museum will be letting all visitors in without admission. The museum is calling it Saturday on the House, but capacity will be limited and you'll have to make a reservation in advance. It'll continue until the end of the year on the first Saturday of each month, except in October, when the free day will be on October 23rd. New Jersey environmental officials say a strain of vibrobacteria is causing dead fish to wash up in Monmouth County. The bacteria is causing the menhaden fish kills, which have been spotted in feeder creeks to the Shrewsbury River, on the Navasink River, and along the Raritan Bay shoreline. Groups of around 100 fish have been spotted belly up or rotting in various spots. The menhaden is an important bait fish in the marine food web and vibrobacteria is reportedly common in marine environments. In sports, Michael Conforto hit by a pitch with the bases loaded in the bottom of the ninth. Mets walked off the Marlins 3-2 in the home opener at Citi Field. Rangers lost to the Penguins 5-2. Islanders over the Flyers in a shootout 3-2. Devils double up the Sabres 6-3. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame has got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's see what's happening here on the Bruckner westbound. Slowing down by the Hunts Point drawbridge. It's kind of busy this morning over at the Throgs Neck Bridge. Throgs Neck Bridge into Queens. It's that ongoing construction causing a delay. Across Bronx westbound, heavy traffic through White Plains Road. Eastbound Gowanus heavy up through 38th out through the Prospect. FDR Drive southbound, that's solid through the 60s. It looks like an accident in the right lane. We're still seeing some pockets of volume. Harlem River Drive southbound down through the 120s. And over on 3 eastbound, slowing down through the area of the Meadowlands with that ongoing construction on the bridge. Let's go inbound GWB. Okay there. Outbound upper, it's construction till 2:30. No problems at the Lincoln or the Holland. 1:30 is closed in both directions still at Adams Lane in North Brunswick. It's an ongoing accident investigation. Watch for slowdowns there. Southwood Avenue in Linden. It looks like a truck is stuck at that railroad overpass, so watch for slowdowns there as well. And on the Sawmill southbound in Pleasantville, construction. Partly cloudy today, high of 59. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Quicken, presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can.
I can't tell you how indebted I am to Pete and Seth Talbot. These are the inventor owners of Relief Factor. Because if I could take, and it sounds so silly, but and somebody tweeted out how funny it was. They thought it was that I would walk my garbage bins all the way out to the end of the driveway. Because there's the driveway, then you got to go past another area, then you got to go down another area. And I do that, and I'm so proud I could do that. Lift with my arms backwards. I turn my arms behind me, and I'm walking this 50-100 pound thing, whatever it is, with all the garbage. And I could do it, I believe. Because I take Relief Factor. And then yesterday, I said, no, let me see what's going on. Nice day. I step outside. I go, it's a nice day. Look at this. What's going on? Let me get on the bike. And you know what? I put the lights on. I put the helmet on. Oh, yeah, I'm Mr. Safety, you know, dork dad. And I look really dumb. But, you know, and my gear is low on the bike. So I'm pedaling real fast. But I'm not having any pain. And I'm like, yay, no pain, lady. I'm like Jerry Lewis going in a Jerry Lewis movie. But I have no pain. By the grace of God Almighty, certainly. But I really attribute that to Relief Factor. Because as soon as I started taking it, the knee pain, the shoulder pain, all of that pain went away. And I think it'll work for you. How do we find out? You get the 3-week quick start, discounted to only $19.95 from Pete and Seth. Just like that. We want you to be pain-free. Say bye-bye to pain, you know? Hello to Relief with Relief Factor. Try it. You could try it with the 3-week quick start. Work for me in 5 days. It'll be at your house in a couple of days. Give yourselves 3 weeks to see if we can get you out of pain. I think we can. Only $19.95. ReliefFactor.com. It's ReliefFactor.com. Or call, please, 800-500-8384.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Have you ever had a legal question about elder law or estate law? Every Wednesday night during Kevin McCullough's show, you'll hear from Mike Connors himself of Connors and Sullivan, attorneys at law, answering real listener questions. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. on AM 970 The Answer and Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with Senator Chuck Schumer about a subject on everyone's mind, the coronavirus and what's being done about it. It's Reaching Out at a special time this Saturday afternoon at 2:30 with an encore at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Do you know how many Christians live in the Middle East? 6 million people. Do you know how many Christians need your help? Every single one. Do you know what we can do? With St. Francis in Beirut, we can give them hope. We can give them medicines. We can give them medical equipment. We can give them everything they're looking for. Because some others decided to remove Christianity from the Middle East. But if we will help them every single day, not just to feed them or clothing, it's all about giving them another day with the idea that they are recognized, that we love them, they're our cousins, sisters, they're our roots. So St. Francis in Beirut, it's all about helping Christians. And you can be part of that help too.
If you want to help Father Paul in his mission, send your donations to St. Francis in Beirut, 213 Stanton Street, New York, New York, 10002.
Ben Shapiro, coming up at 5 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio at 943 on AM 970, The Answer. Andrew Pollack, what a great guy. He's a hero. He's a tough guy. He's a great dad, and he is the father of Meadow Pollack, and he's the author of the book Why Meadow Died, and we reached out to check in with how my dear friend is doing. Andrew, always an honor to have you with us on the show, my friend, and you know, we're wishing you all the best. And how are you? How's everybody doing, and how are you doing, my friend?
Pretty good, Joe. I moved out to Oregon.
Yeah, so, man.
I'm on the West Coast. West Coast pace. I don't know if you probably lived out here. It's a big difference.
Yeah, yeah.
It's slower out here than it is East Coast. It takes a little while to get used to.
Yeah.
But I'm loving it. You know, I got a ranch, I'm working with a lot of law enforcement agencies throughout the whole country. I'm still focused on keeping people safe with my software, and that's about it. And still, I'm in touch with my family a lot. There, my two sons still live on the East Coast in Florida. One's in law school. One's watches the stock market all day long.
But other than
I'm all right, man. I'm doing all right.
Hey, listen, I'm happy for you, man. After what you went through, and you've been such an inspiration to fathers everywhere, if I may, Andrew, really, because you're a tough guy, you know, when you were at the White House with President Trump and you spoke your mind. Mike, we were cheering for you, and we still cheer for you to this day. Tell us about the Save Our Schools, which I see. That's your organization? Andrew.
Yeah, what everybody's, you see in the news now, a lot of talk with defunding the police, and now Biden enacted all these gun control, executive orders on gun control. He doesn't really address the real problems, and that's, they're letting criminals out into the streets. They're not giving law enforcement the tools. They're telling them to stand down, not arrest these criminals. They're letting inmates out.
Yeah.
But since my daughter, when she was murdered, I became friendly with a lot of the police that responded that day, the real ones, the Coral Springs police, that they ran past the sheriff's department. They breached the building. They didn't have the tools to get real-time intel on what was going on that day. So I worked on this project for like over a year, Joe, with a software company.
Hmm.
And what it actually does is, it connects the police to any entity that has cameras within 5 seconds. So say you're at it, because there's shootings. Now you heard it happened at a supermarket. It happens at a church.
So we
have software that you could have an app in a church. You hit the app. Within 5 seconds, it goes to the real-time crime center and law enforcement.
Wow.
And it shows them every single camera at the church. It gives them access to the PA system. So within 5 seconds, they could be talking to a shooter or instructing the people in the building which direction to go. But most of the time, they could talk right to the shooter, tell them, drop the weapon, we're in the parking lot. And most of the time, they're going to kill themselves or surrender. We give the police access to door locking mechanisms. They don't have to breach doors. They could silence the fire alarms. And all this goes on from the real-time crime center. And the beauty of it is, I can give it to law enforcement for free. I have this funded. And we've been, once COVID COVID was a problem for everybody, but it's a big problem now with the mental illness, what's going on with a lot of these shootings. So there's departments out there. You got to be proactive now in your community.
Yeah.
And I offered anyone who's on listening could go to schoolsafetygrant.org. Any law enforcement agency or any mass gathering where people gather could go to schoolsafetygrant.org and sign up for my grant. And for law enforcement, we give it to them for free. You know?
Wow. This is great. I'm looking at it now. You got to check out the site. This is so put together. It's so well. School Safety Grant is called schoolsafetygrant.org. God bless you. I'm telling you, you're doing so much on that. Because what did you think, if I may ask, and not to get political, but I know, Andrew, you have no problem with that. I mean, you're watching President Biden, and I'm watching this. What did he say yesterday? It looks to me like this is an attempt to take away everybody's guns, but he's missing the point. Your point is so well taken. We had some police officers on this morning, how they're letting the criminals on the street. Give us your take, if you would, Andrew Pollack.
To tell you the truth, Joe, I had to turn a lot of this off because it's like negative. You know, every time you turn the news on, they're just talking about the border. They're talking about Biden did this. And, so for me, I don't really listen to it all the time. I like turned it off.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I read some stuff online about these the executive orders. And it doesn't even get to the root of the problem. The root of the problem is you're letting criminals out in the street. You're letting inmates out. You're telling the police to stand down. They're not doing their jobs. Look at New York City, right, Joe? The highest crime rate ever. The shooting deaths are up. It's like feel-good executive order this guy puts in. It doesn't address the problems with mental health. You know, we're giving billions of dollars to foreign aid, but we don't address the mental health and the illness that's going on in this country. There's laws in place. If someone's mentally ill, there should be a due process done where that goes on their background, you know, with due process. So when that mentally ill goes to purchase a rifle, it shows up on their background check. You know, they talk about background checks, universal background checks. Background checks only work if you arrest these criminals or you charge these, or you go through a due process when people are mentally ill and you get them in front of a judge where it goes on their background, or it doesn't work. Because you're reading about these people that they know they're mentally ill, but it doesn't get, like I was saying, it doesn't get put on their background, so they're able to purchase these rifles legally. And with these executive orders, he doesn't address any of those things that I just said.
Yeah,
so it doesn't make a difference.
No, but Andrew, you're fighting the fight. You got to check out School Safety Grant. School Safety Grant. And by the way, such a moving read, and that must have been so tough for you to write that book, Andrew. I know you did that beautiful book, Why Meadow Died. It took a lot of courage to do that, huh?
Well, I did it for parents, so they know. You know, I didn't know. I sent my daughter, Jo, to a school, upper middle class neighborhood. I thought it was a safe place. You know, I thought that they're not going to let these type of kids in the schools that commit crimes. But I was unaware and I didn't know. So I wrote a book. I outlined everything that happened in Parkland. You know, Parkland, everyone, you know, the people who got the limelight were those kids going out. All they wanted to do was ban guns and register Democrats. And they did a good job on registering Democrats, these kids. But it didn't address the real problems, what happened with the mental illness, with allowing kids multiple misdemeanors per school year.
Yeah.
You know, when my daughter was in that school, Joe, they were allowed, a child would be allowed 3 to 4 misdemeanors per school year without ever getting reported to the police. And then in 9th grade, he could sell drugs, assault a teacher. 10th grade, he could do another 4. So that was the environment that I put my daughter into. And that's what happens. It escalates into violence. And we see it across the country. When you don't get to the root of the problem of crime, it escalates. And it's going on in every city now throughout the country.
Yeah, but you've been so meticulous on fighting back on this and making us all aware, Andrew Pollack. It takes a lot of courage. SchoolSafetyGrant.org. Please check out the book, Why Meadow Died. Andrew, a privilege to know you, man. I don't know if I'll get to Oregon. I don't know, man. Jersey guy in Oregon. I don't know, man.
What do you think they say to me when they hear me talk? You know, my accent's worse than yours. I'm out here. I'm a goat farmer now. A goat rancher. I traded in goats.
Look at you.
I traded in Democrats for goats. That's what I have out here when I vote.
You're better off.
Yeah,
Andrew.
They're a lot smarter, you know?
Listen, we love you, man, with great respect and love.
Love you too, brother.
All right, good. Hopefully, I'll see you soon, Andrew. Take care, my friend.
All right, Joe. God
bless you.
Bye-bye.
God bless you. Andrew Pollack right there with Andrew's accent out there in Oregon. That's it. You know where he's from, right? Hey, Debbie's on the roads at 9:52. Deb, have a great weekend. Thanks for your stellar work all week long on traffic on AM 970. The Answer, how are we doing right now on a Friday?
Oh, this beautiful morning. Let's see what's happening, Joe. First of all, if you're heading to the Sawmill southbound, getting down toward the Taconic into Pleasantville, slowing down there, and it's all due to some ongoing construction. 130 is still closed to North Brunswick out by Adams Lane. It looks like that ongoing accident investigation still going on, and we're seeing some delays on Southwood Ave and Linden. That truck is stuck at the railroad overpass. So, again, do watch out for some police department activity there. And still busy at the Throgs Neck Bridge into Queens with construction. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Debbie, thanks so much. Joe Piscopo telling you about Route 22 Toyota. We love Alex Kinsella. Iggy is my buddy over there. He is so great. And Alex and the whole team at Route 22 Toyota, they're adhering to all CDC guidelines, wearing masks, fogging vehicles, but you'll get a great deal. I'm telling you, you go to the state-of-the-art service center to get your car serviced, it's like second to none. It's state-of-the-art like you've never seen it. The showroom, forget about it. You'll get 0% also. You want to buy a car? 0% APR financing up to 60 months. Zero down leases for qualified buyer. This is all at Route 22 Toyota. Everybody is going to Route 22 Toyota. Now you could just call 855-621-9949. 855-621-9949. You could ask for Alex, ask for Iggy. Say, look, I heard you on Joe's show. What can you do for me? And you know what? They will get you driving a test drive, a brand new Toyota, and you can walk out with 0% interest, zero down leases on a brand new Toyota. That, my friend, is the smart way to buy, and you won't have to deal with dummies. 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota. And it's right there, by the way, on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, right? Or online at Route22Toyota.com.
If you're one of those who often feel tired, fatigued, or stressed, you need Invite Health's Energy HX. This is Jerry Hickey, Chief Scientific Officer, Pharmacist, and Radio Host at Invite Health, here to tell you about Energy HX, formulated with Panax ginseng and ubiquinol, the clinically studied active CoQ10, to reduce feelings of stress and boost your energy. Buy one bottle of Energy HX at suggested retail and get the second bottle free. Order now and get free shipping. Here's the number and write it down because you could speak with our nutritionist 7 days a week. 800-789-1125. The number for Invite, 800-789-1125. Visit InviteHealth.com for product information for our retail locations or for free nutritional consultations with our degreed health professionals. You can listen to our radio shows and podcast at InviteHealth.com. It's that time of year when stress and fatigue are overwhelming. Trust a brand with evidence-based ingredients from clinical studies offering the highest quality products, Invite Health. Call Invite at 800-789-1125 for Energy HX.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. As you know, our friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Now Mike has done it again by introducing his new My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. The My Slippers are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with My Pillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. Made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. 800-651-0798. Use the promo code Joe P or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square. Use the promo code Joe P. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, and the MyPillow towel sets. You will love these My Slippers. 800-651-0798. Promo code Joe P. Hey, thank you, Joe. That was me. 9:56. We're going to get out of here, but I want to tell you about Connors and Sullivan. I want to tell you about Mike Connors. He's the man. You need an estate plan. If nursing home costs are just, you know, making you just run out of money, Mike can control that. He could have you control your choice over your assets. Connors and Sullivan's lawyers can customize a plan that specifically protects your interests, including your home. Now, you get a free initial comprehensive telephone consultation with Mike himself to discuss your issues and your concerns from the security of your own home. Here's the number for Mike, all right? He's the guy. I know a guy, and his name is Mike Connors. 718-238-6500. It's 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. Or visit, please, ConnorsandSullivan.com. Hey, Joe on the radio. Ooh, I see the phone calls. You know what? Could you call back on Monday? We will be back on Monday. I apologize. You know, we were busy hours, so I apologize for that. Joe Sebelia, great week of shows, my friend. I know
Thank
how
you.
Hard you're working, brother. Thank you so much.
I'm celebrating with love this weekend.
Yeah, yeah. You didn't go back to that gal, did you?
Sure I did. I'll take anything I can get.
Oh, hi.
We'll find out on love, fang, what difference does it make? Yeah, you got it. We'll find out on Monday. Good luck. Be careful,
thank
my
you.
Friend. Albert, thank you. Thanks for a great week, buddy.
I thank
appreciate
you,
it very
Joe.
Much. Always, thank you.
Thank
Have
you,
a great
Joe.
Week. Have a great weekend. Thank you. Thank you. And Debbie, we love you. Most importantly,
you
are there for us every single morning, and we appreciate it more than we can tell you because I know how hard you work. I know what you believe in. You believe in this country. You're a good person. You're a decent person, you know, and we appreciate it with great respect. Now, I tell you what, go out. Would you do this, please? Make it the best weekend ever. You know why? Because you deserve it.